All right, let's pray over the word. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father, according to your word, that your word is life to those who find it and health and healing to our flesh. As we open your word today, Father, I pray that you open our eyes. I pray that revelation and understanding come and that faith flows as we preach the word. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, hallelujah. If you'll open your Bibles to Philippians real quick, we're going to just review this scripture that I ended with last time we were together and then go on from there. Philippians chapter 3. Hey, come here. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12 says this. It says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on." Not that I have already attained it or am perfected, but I press on. And here's the problem with Christians. They miss the mark sometimes. They sin. They might do something wrong. And you know what? They allow condemnation to stop them in their tracks. But here's what Paul says. He says, I may not be perfected yet, but I press on. I press on to that perfection. Amen. See, we're perfect in Christ Jesus, not perfect in our own. We couldn't be. That's why Jesus had to come. Amen. So we press on. He says, I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Now, this is what he has apprehended. This is what he has attained. And this is something for us. He says this, I've apprehended forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. This is what he's apprehended. That's what every Christian needs to be able to do. Apprehend the fact that, you know what? I'm not going to look at my failures. Amen. I'm going to press on to what's in front of me. Amen. I'm going to apprehend that. Verse 14 says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, the word to press means this in the Webster. It means to exert weight or force against. What does that sound like? Does it sound like resistance? Doesn't it sound like resistance? We know that deer, if you're a hunter, deer always use the easiest path, less resistance. Fish do the same thing unless they're salmon and they're going to spawn. But then they die. Knucklehead, strong with them. But in every animal, they'll use the path of least resistance. A saw blade, for instance, does the same. Don't go against the grain. Don't you ever hear that? Don't go against the grain. You know, you're going against the grain. My dad, boy, if he ever said that, I was in real trouble. Yeah. Don't go against the grain. But he says to press means to exert weight or to force against, to urge on. This is where we need to be with our dreams, to urge them on. Urge on, urge them on. Remember we talked about, be careful who you tell your dreams to.
That's true.
Make sure it's someone of like mind, of like spirit, of like faith, who believes that you are more than a conqueror because they believe they're more than a conqueror. That's what you, these are the people that you connect with in your dream. Amen. It says, to require haste and to push forward. To push forward. What's that sound like again? Press. To push forward means you're pushing against something. You're pushing against something. You know, sometimes pushing against things is not easy, right? Pushing against something is not. The devil's always going to push against us. We're believers. He doesn't want us to believe. We're godlike. He doesn't like that at all. He knows his future, right? So he's always going to push against us to resist our dream, right? To walk in condemnation so that we say, well, because I did that, my God's not going to help me do this. Wrong. Our God will not do that. No, what do we do? 1 John 1:9 says this. If you confess your sin, God, our Father, is faithful and just to forgive us. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Boom. That's knocked out of the park right there. So there should not then, you miss the mark, you decide to do it, I'm doing this anyway. You know, whatever it might be, and you know it's not God's will, you did it anyway, and whatever. If we confess our sin, God's faithful and just to forgive us. Condemnation should never be a part of a believer's life because we don't allow it. We simply get rid of it. We forget those things which are behind.
Amen.
Forget them. Forget them. I've done things in my life that are hard to forget. Yeah.
Yep.
Things that I'm so not happy about that I did. Oh, but that is everybody. There are things that, do you know why? Because the devil's going to bring them up. He knows how to push your buttons. Listen, resistance comes. It's usually, family members know how to push your buttons, don't they? Oh, they're good at it. Best friends are real good at pushing your buttons, aren't they? Oh, they want to take you to the full. Little kids are real good at pressing mommy and daddy's buttons, ain't they? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the same thing that the devil does. He knows what button to push. He knows how far to take it. I got just one more inch, you know. Getting the hand in a cookie jar just one more time. Right? I will get a new cookie for you. You know, no, he wasn't. No, she was going to eat that cookie herself. So we've got to press then. We've got to press on, push forward, push our dream forward. Amen. Let's look at Luke. And here's one thing I wanted to say last week. Always, always talk to other dreamers. Talk to other dreamers. You don't want to talk to somebody who's not a dreamer. How you doing today? Oh, man, you wouldn't believe the crap. Oh, no, I don't want to hear that. You want to talk to a dreamer. Hey, you know what? I heard that you accomplished this. Yes, I did. Now, it wasn't easy the first time, but I'll tell you what. Here's how I did it. What are you going to do? Writing it down, right? Why? Because that dreamer has already made it. He's already accomplished it. He already pressed through in the resistance and everything that came against him. He got it done.
Yes.
So guess what? Take notes. Amen. Listen to that dreamer. Tell that dreamer. And then tell that dreamer who's already accomplished that dream where you are in your process. Here's where I'm at right here. Let the Holy Ghost speak through him and tell you what's next.
Amen.
Happens all the time. And you know who usually that person is? Your spouse. Always. Oh man, often. Why? Well, the Bible says that she's our helper, our soulmate.
That's right.
God gave her to us to help us.
Amen.
Because listen, if we didn't have a wife, I wouldn't be standing here today. Then trust me, I know that. I believe that. I believe I wouldn't be. I would have taken a completely different path in my life in the earth. I believe that anyway. Now, it may be wrong. I may be wrong. But my wife has saved me out of many things, has helped me in many things. Honey, I don't think we should do that. But whatever you decide, we'll go with. And she always has gone right with me all the way to the grave. You know what I mean? If I drive us all the way in the ground, she's going to go with me. And she's going to back me. And you know, she doesn't tell me, I told you so. She doesn't do that to me. She never has, because I will. No. I wouldn't do that. But you know what I'm saying? She's never said to me, I told you so. I know she already told me so. She said we shouldn't do that. Amen? So she didn't have to do that with me, but praise God. So always talk to other dreamers. Amen? Now let's look at Luke 17. Luke 17. Praise God. Now, this is really, really important because if you know different studies that have been done out in the world through science, they study on how you speak to plants, different kind of music that you play for plants, different things like that. Noel was telling me about a certain study they did on rice, just white rice. And they played evil music, real, real heavy stuff. Then they played real nice music, you know. And then they cursed and yelled at this other thing of rice. And then they were real nice and pleasant to this other rice. And the two that were real pleasant and real nice stayed white and pretty. But the ones that they cursed and played evil music at turned dark black, like nasty, right? Same thing happens with life in plants. Plants breathe, you know that? That's the life of God. Life, God breathed life into the earth, right? So speaking life to your dream is vital. Speaking life, just as we speak to our children. When you speak to your children and you say, oh, you can do anything. I know you're going to make it. You're going to be the best football player out there, right? Whatever it might be. But when you say something to a kid like, you're never going to amount to anything. Uh-oh. What's that doing? It's breaking their spirit. It's also going into their mind that they're going to believe it. Once they believe it, it drops into their heart. Guess what happens? They never amount to anything.
Right.
We're speaking to our dreams. So if we look at Luke 17, verse 5, here's the apostles. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. Now that we know this, if we want a goal or want to attain a goal, or if we have a dream that we want to make come into existence, what do we need to do? We need to increase our faith in it. Believe in it. Believe in it. So he says this. He says, so the Lord said, this is Jesus talking, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can what? Say. If you have faith as a little dinky mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would what?
Obey
you. Now we're talking about a mulberry tree. This mulberry tree might be in your way. Right? He said you can say to the mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots, be planted in the sea, get out of my way, in Jesus' name. And he says, and it, what? It would obey you.
Right.
But what's the it?
The tree.
The tree is going to obey me? Absolutely. Why? If you have faith as a mustard seed.
Amen.
Just as a grain of mustard seed.
That's right.
We see this throughout the Word in many different places. That what we speak, as we speak to the mountain, be removed, he said, be cast into the sea. And do not doubt in your heart, but believe those things which you say shall come to pass. You will have whatever you say. Whatever I say.
Amen.
Just as he said here, you can say. So, just as Paul said, maybe I haven't already attained, but one thing I have, I forget the things that are behind me, and I press on. I guarantee you he spoke to his dreams. He spoke to his goals. You don't press on when you don't have a goal. What are you pressing for? You're going to have a goal to press toward, or you're not pressing. So we press toward then that goal. Which he tells us that's what he's doing. He's pressing toward that goal. He's speaking to that goal. I will have you. You are mine. I will attain this, whatever it might be. Whatever it might be. I like to set lifestyle goals in my own life. It's easier to set lifestyle goals for me. I don't have to tell anybody about them. I just set them. Weightlifters do it. Dieters do it. People that take, do diets and stuff, they do it. Fasting people do it. She decided to fast. Now, you know how fun it is to fast? It's not fun. Why? You're depriving yourself of food, nutrition. It can make you weak if you don't do it right. You can faint. You can become that weak. But when you do it right, you're eating the Word of God. But she decided to set a goal for herself. It was a lifestyle goal. What is it? To fast.
Amen.
To deprive herself of food. Not water, but food. All right? Moses did it for 80 days. Jesus did it for 40. It can be done. Now, like I said, the flesh, you know how the Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Right? The flesh may not want to do that. Right? I mean, I like to eat steak. If I can get it, Oh, I like, good stuff, and I like ice cream, and I like, there's certain things that I like, and if I smell it, oh, I'm in trouble. Because if I'm fasting and I smell roast beef and potatoes and gravy, oh, that fast is over real quick. So it's a battle, isn't it? It's like I've got to press on, don't I? I want to achieve this goal that I've decided to set for myself. So even though, and the devil's going to find that smell from a mile away, and run it right to your nostrils.
Oh, yeah.
I love roast beef is my favorite. I love roast beef, carrots and potatoes and gravy on top and smothered all with bread. And my dad taught me that.
Yeah.
But it makes it hard. A.A. Allen was telling a story in his book. And he says this. He says, I made a decision. Right? He said, I decided to make a goal, a dream. He says, I made this goal. I'm going to get in my closet, my prayer closet. I'm going to shut the door. I'm going to lock it. And I'm not coming out of there until I hear from God. And he was determined.
That's right.
His wife came home and started making roast beef or something. Something was cooking in the crock pot. He was out of there so quick, he didn't hear nothing from God. He got out of that closet, went right downstairs and quit his fast and ate. Oh, then what happened? He felt guilty. Condemnation came. Only because of himself. God didn't make... He just wanted to hear from God on something. He had a dream and a goal and he wanted to know, God, do you want me to do this? Right? He wanted to hear from God. So here he is. He decides, you know what? That's it. I'm not doing this. I'm not eating. He goes back upstairs, shuts the door, and doesn't come out. But this time he doesn't come out until he hears from God. And you know what God did? God showed up and lit the whole closet up. The light didn't turn on. The whole closet lit up and the voice of God began to speak. And he heard from God. Amen. But that's determination. That's pressing against the resistance of my flesh doesn't want to do this. I don't want to stay in this closet until I hear from God. What if he makes me wait a week? But he set a goal. He made a decision and decided to do it. And he decided the devil wasn't going to beat him this time. That's determination. That's something that every dreamer has to have is determination. We can't allow condemnation, but we've got to have determination. Any kind of resistance, we must press on. Push forward. Speak to our dream. Command that dream into existence. Command that goal into existence. Whatever it might be. Sometimes we have to command our body to get up. Get up. Get up. Soldiers do it all the time. Our military men and women are out there fighting for freedom, do it all the time, because they're fighting for their lives and ours.
Amen.
They're fighting for our freedom and ours, and their freedom and ours.
Amen.
The DI will drive them to exhaustion. Hell Week is one that I remember hearing a lot about and reading and studying on with the Marines and the Navy SEALs. Hell Week is torture. They're up 3 and 4 days straight. No sleep. And don't be caught sleeping. And what they do to these guys, but they're creating barriers that get knocked down. They're creating walls that are being pushed over. And it's being pushed over for these men and women to see. I can do this. Wait a minute. I never thought I... Have you ever heard that? Have you ever said that? I never thought I could do that. Huh? That wall fell over. That wall got... I pushed that wall over, right? I hit that goal of 180 pounds, you know, right? I mean, whatever it might be, whatever your goal and dream is. You know what? I saved $10,000 this year. Woo-hoo! Praise God. Whatever it is, whatever your goal is, whatever you're trying to achieve, and that wall gets knocked down, you say, wow, I didn't think I could do it, but I did it. I'm going for 20 next year, right? I'm going for 170 pounds this time. Why? Because you've already attained one. You've accomplished something that you set out to do. That's called being more than a conqueror. That's called being victorious.
That's right.
And the devil doesn't like that. But we do it by speaking to it by faith.
Amen.
By winning by faith. By winning by the word. We see, if we see in the word that we can do it, then we have to know in our heart we can do it. Because God's got on our side. God will help us. Amen.
Yes.
I'm never going to get this done. We've got to get this done. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9.
Good.
1 Corinthians chapter 9. Oh, glory to God. Where am I going? Where am I going? 1 Corinthians 9. Hallelujah. Where do I want? Wait a minute here. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, starting there, he says this. He says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize?
Amen.
Everybody's running in the race, but only one receives the prize.
Yeah.
He says, run in such a way that you may obtain it. Obtain what? The prize.
That's
to made obtain the prize. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, he says, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Not with what?
Not
uncertainty. He's not running with uncertainty. He's certain about his run. He's certain about his race. I'm certain about my goal. I'm certain about my dream. He says, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. Amen. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. We all run in a race. I have my race. Cliff, you've got your race. Gene, you've got your race. Ladies, you've got your race. We've got our race. I can't run Cliff's. I'm in the same race that he is. I'm a believer. Right? I can't run your race for you. You can't run my race for me, but we're all going for the prize.
Amen.
We want to obtain that prize.
That's right.
So thus I run.
Yes.
I run with certainty. What? Amen. That I will win.
Amen.
That I will win. Not to beat Cliff, but to obtain my prize.
Amen.
I'm not here to beat Gene. I want to obtain my prize. That's my prize. And Cliff says, that's my prize.
That's right.
Gene says, that's my prize. We're all running.
That's right.
You know what? His prize is there. My prize is there. Cliff's prize is there. It's there for us. Why? It's my prize. It's my race. See, I'm running in my race. You're in my race, but I'm in your race. So I run with certainty that I will win. Thus I fight. See, when you're in a race, I don't know if anybody's in here have ever run a long race. I used to run the 5 mile a lot with the guys for the track team, but I was a pole vaulter. And we always had to run with the distance runners, and then we had to run with the sprint runners. Because you had to have endurance and strength, but you had to have speed off the line to get that pole in that pit to bend it up enough to jump over that pole. So I had to run with both. Well, I was not a distance runner. I didn't like distance running. I didn't want to race with the speed racer guys either. I just wanted to jump, you know. But that wasn't my race. My race was I had to run with these guys and train and press through. And I had to run with these guys and be fast and press through. Why? Because I had to discipline myself in both areas so that I could attain my prize. And so we must do the same thing with our dream and our goal. We must find the areas that will give us the strength we need to get through, and then discipline ourselves to get there. And then discipline ourselves to get there. Now, who likes the word discipline? Pew, that's a big negative. I don't like discipline. I don't want to discipline my flesh. I don't want to tell my flesh I can't have cake. I don't like telling my flesh that you can't eat today. You got to fast so you can hear from God. I don't like that. I don't like telling my body, you got to go run sprints today just so you can get over that 11 foot. I held the record for 11 foot 6. I think I still do at Worthingway. That was middle school. 11.6 in middle school. Anyway, I didn't get much further than that in high school. So, but anyway, praise the Lord. There were some guys in there, man, I couldn't believe how high they would get. 16 feet, you're looking up, you're like, where? They're hitting the ceiling. You know, it's just, it's unbelievable. But they believed they could do it.
That's right.
That's why they did it, and I didn't believe it. Therefore, I couldn't do it. That's what it takes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You got to believe in yourself.
That's right.
You got to believe in yourself. They believed in their self. They trained hard to fight through the pressure that was going to come against them. See, he said this, thus I fight. The only time you're fighting is when somebody's fighting against you.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
I mean, we fight against our stomachs when we're hungry, but we're not supposed to eat. What? You know, we're fighting against the pressures that come against us to try to keep us from our prize. They're trying to keep us from our prize. Whatever that pressure may be, whatever that resistance that might come is trying to keep you from your goal, your dream, your prize. Whatever that might be, you've got to find the way to beat it. I can't beat it for you. It's your race. You can't beat mine for me. It's my race. And we always have to think like that. That's why we can't look at other people and say, well, why does he get blessed and I didn't? You know, Christians do that all the time. Why do they get blessed? I don't get blessed. Well, think about your attitude for a minute. Maybe you'll see then why you're not being blessed. You should be, the Bible says what? Joyful.
Yeah, and grateful.
Grateful and joyful that they were blessed. We rejoice with all. We sorrow with all. Yeah? Amen. All right. Oh, boy. So run at your goal in such a way that you will obtain it. Not might, you will obtain it. Run at it. Amen. Exercise self-control in your apprehension of your goal. I was watching a movie, it was called Major League or something like that. And this one guy is real fast runner, right? And they're going into the locker room and it's like cut day and they're getting ready to get kicked off the team if they weren't good enough. And they're getting ready to go in there and they're getting ready. They look in their locker. If there's a red tag, you're out, right? And so he said, one of the guys giving this real fast guy, he's giving him advice. And he says, hey, don't celebrate in front of people who have just died. Don't celebrate. Now, I want you to get this. Don't celebrate in front of people who have just died. Exercise self-control in the apprehension of your goal. What he ends up doing is he looks in his locker. No red tag. He shuts his locker. Goes outside and then he goes nuts. Woo-hoo-hoo, you know, and he goes crazy. But he's all by himself. His self-control was that he didn't celebrate in front of the others who have just lost, got cut. Right? Celebrating is a good thing. We should always celebrate. We should celebrate the fact that we are going to win. I celebrate before I've already attained. That's called faith. Faith in the knowing that I'm going to get that prize. I celebrate beforehand. Amen. Oh boy, we got to get this done. Go to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. I got a few more yet, but Hebrews chapter 12. All right. Verse 1 says this: therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, like all the people that are up in the stands watching us race, surrounded by such a great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. So, let's analyze this for a minute. Uh-oh. Everybody's around. I'm surrounded by them. I got to lay aside something in order to win my race. I lay aside the weight. It's hard to win when the weight is condemnation that's on your shoulders. Yeah. It's hard to win a goal when you're thinking about the one that you're going after, but you've missed it 2 and 3 times already. That's weight. Yeah. That's weight. And that weight, because we haven't laid it aside and forgotten about it, we're carrying it around with us. Yeah. Now we're just in hopes of, am I going to attain my prize? Because I didn't these other times. Condemnation. Condemnation is one of the worst. It'll keep you down. It'll keep you down. It'll keep you weak. Anybody running a race cannot be weak. Let us lay aside where'd my page go? He says, so lay aside then the weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. I believe that looking at your failures is sin. Because God has made us more than conquerors. That we're overcomers. When we miss it, what are we to do? Confess our sin. What? He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He says this in Hebrews 10:17. Their sin, their iniquity, I remember no more. Amen. So if I confess it, he doesn't even remember it. Why am I? Who am I? What gives me the right to remember it when God doesn't? Let go of it and run. Let go and run, because you can't hold on to this and go forward with this. You just can't do it. Why? You got to let it go. Let it go. Forget those things behind. I'm right back in that verse again. But that's a weight that you're trying to carry around. And it ensnares you, he said. He said, it so easily ensnares us. So let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto
Jesus.
You know what have I said? If you can't see God in your goal, it shouldn't be your goal.
That's right.
Looking unto Jesus, put him in your goal. Put him in your dream.
Yeah.
If you know it's from him, he's already there.
Yeah,
that makes it simple. So looking unto Jesus, he's the author and the finisher of your faith. You've got your faith in your dream. You got your faith in your goal. Amen. Therefore, I say to my dream, I will attain. I will win. I will make the prize. I will. Not I might. I will. Why? I'm looking unto Jesus. And if he can make it to the cross, I can make it to my goal. If he can endure something like that for me, and he wants me to have this, then I can endure that for him. Amen. And I think it's right. I think it's a right thing to do. We lay aside the weight. We lay aside doubt. We lay aside wavering. James chapter 1. We lay aside wavering, right? Wave is like a person that wavers is like a wave tossed to and fro. He says, let not that man suspect that he will receive anything. He's unstable. So we've got to be stable, victorious. How do we do that? We put our faith in this. We put our faith in the word. I believe. Therefore, I receive. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We got a million scriptures. Jesus says that he who believes, all things are possible to him who believes. What do we got to do? We've got to believe. I got to believe that I can attain that goal. We're done. I got to believe that I can win. I got to believe that I'm going to be victorious. Amen. I feel like Fred Price. And we're out of time. All right. Praise God. Oh, that guy was great. But amen. Listen, God's got us on this for a reason. And there are a couple scriptures left, but we're not going to keep going unless the Lord says to. But we're on this for a reason. There's something that's trying to keep us down. And yours is going to be different than mine. Your race is different than my race. So I don't know what's trying to keep you down. I know what's trying to keep me down. I have to overcome mine. You'll have to overcome yours. Now, we can pray for one another to overcome. But I can't overcome it for you. But I can help you. One puts 1,000 to flight. Two puts 10,000 to flight. So we get together in agreement. That's why we said we talk to people that are dreamers that are like-minded. Amen. We don't tell just anybody about our goal. We don't tell anybody about our dream. We tell those who are like-minded, like-spirited, full of the word, full of faith. Even those that have already attained the very goal that we're going after. Amen. You know, you think millionaires hang around with people that are broke when they're trying to attain their first million? Absolutely not. What are they doing? They're reading books on success. What are they doing? They're reading books on those that have already made it to being a millionaire. To find out what? How'd they do it? Finding ways to attain their goal of being a millionaire. Amen? You know, I'd like to be a billionaire. A millionaire. You know, I'll take 100 grand a year and work for it, for that matter. You know, whatever it takes, right? But amen. But doesn't really, those are things. God wants us to be victorious. He wants me to have that. Amen. And I know he does. Amen. He said, you're blessed to be a blessing. Yes. He said in Ephesians 3:20 that he wants to do exceedingly abundantly above anything I can ask or think. Amen. What? I can think really big stuff. Yeah, but he wants to do even above that. Yeah. Why? To show he's strong on my behalf. That he's my God. I'm his son. Right, amen? Yeah. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God.
We're going to attain our goals. Amen?
That was awesome.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you. Thank you for strength, Father, and endurance. Thank you for helping us to be steadfast in our race. Immovable off of our goal and our dream. And that we will abound, Father, in Jesus' name. That we will attain in Jesus' name. For we are looking unto Jesus as we run. We'll not look to the right or to the left. We'll not look behind or past. But we will press on and look forward. I thank you for that, Father. As we go this week, I pray for your blessings to be upon each and every believer here. And each and every believer of Faith Christian Center, Father. I thank you. Your blessings are upon them. Your angels, Father, have been given charge over them to guard and keep them in all of their ways. In their pathway, there be life and blessing. And I thank you for that. All of God's people said, amen. God bless you. Have a blessed week. Hallelujah.